Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Jacob, in Genesis 37, verse 13, sent the 17-year-old Joseph on a danger-fraught mission. His brothers would move the flocks to greener fields as the summer progressed. It was reported they were near Shechem, 60 miles north. Yikes! Shechem was the place where Jacob's sons executed the inhabitants. That hardly seems like a good idea. But when Joseph arrived, he learned they had moved 14 miles further, by Dothan, verse 17. The brothers saw him coming in his special coat. "It's the dreamer," they said with disgust. Quote, "Let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what becomes of his dreams." Verse 20. Solomon would later write, quote, "Jealousy is cruel as the grave." Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Reuben, the eldest, intervened and suggested his being thrown into a pit alive so they would not be guilty of murder. This they did, and then sat down to a meal, ignoring Joseph's cries. Reuben's plan was to return later and help Joseph escape, but while occupied elsewhere, the other brother saw a Midianite caravan of spice traders heading to Egypt, and Judah suggested that they sell their brother into slavery. Then, like the coat used to fool Jacob's father, the brothers dipped Joseph's special coat in goat's blood and tricked the old patriarch into thinking his beloved Joseph was dead. Genesis 37, verses 31 to 34. They continued the dishonesty in seeking to comfort him, quote, "but he refused to be comforted." Meanwhile, Joseph was sold to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officers. Much later, Stephen would conclude, quote, "the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him." Acts chapter 7, verse 9. Yes, the Lord may not bring us immediately out of our troubles, but he promises to be in them with us.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.